Jimmy Brown. He ain't got nothing at home. Not the shirt right off his back. He ain't got nothing at home. And say a word for Ginger Brown.
one for you. I'm the space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. You're smoking like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Keep your electric on me, baby. With your ray gun smile. Press your space base close to mine, love. Drink out in a moon age daydream, oh yeah. Don't fake it, baby.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this quote, and I say it often. They say that, like, when David Bowie passed away,
the world went to shit.
It did. It really did.
It did.
I remember he passed away, and then it just seemed like boom, 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 boom. All these other people were like, well, if Bowie's abandoning ship,
yeah,
CMO. But there was also another quote. I can't remember who said it, but it's like, thank your lucky stars that you were alive
when David Bowie was around.
When David Bowie was around.
Yeah.
So Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas. 101.5
UMFM. We got Captain Dan.
Ahoy, mateys.
We have Penny Lane.
Yep.
And we got James. I haven't seen this guy in a while. How's it going? here, let's get you on the mic quick. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Is that why you're gracing us with your presence today?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. My birthday landed on a Thursday night, which is, what are the odds of that?
Right.
Yeah, I guess we could figure that out, 15% or something like that.
But still, rare.
In the 25th year of broadcast, so I got a very special show at 10 o'clock, so I'm very excited.
Awesome.
It's great to see the two of you again. I've been listening to you for the years, so don't think I haven't. And you guys have been putting on a great show, some great tunes, and I find myself humming along, so...
I just want to say
you guys are doing a great job, and it's great to see you again.
Thank you.
And you too. We haven't seen each other since before the pandemic.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see old friends.
It is. Well, happy birthday. I'm looking forward to the show. We listened to it on the way home. And everyone should tune in.
Awesome.
Just stay listening.
Right after us.
Yeah. You're going to like today's show.
Awesome.
Daniel did a show of music.
Cool.
From Marvel movies and shows.
Yeah. Oh, I'm liking this.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to know a couple of reference points.
We'll keep you on here. So the first one was The Velvet Underground, Oh Sweet Nothing, which is a new one. I'm not sure if you watch the Marvel TV shows.
The TV shows. I see. So it's TV and movies.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're cheating a little.
No worries. It's part of the universe.
Yep. So that was in the second season of Loki.
Yep.
Cool. I hear. Yeah, the second season's really good.
It's really good. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And then we had...
Interstellar Overdrive
by Pink Floyd.
Nice.
That was
from Doctor Strange.
I was going to say Doctor Strange,
I was thinking that could have been Guardians of the Galaxy, too. But if you get into Guardians of the Galaxy, you've got a lot to work
with. So much good music.
I think half of the set list
is Guardians of the Galaxy. Moon Age Daydream. Was that Guardians?
That was Guardians.
There you go. There you go.
Awesome. All right. Well, let the music go. But again, thanks so much, guys, and great to see you again.
Great to see you, too.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we started off with three there.
Yep.
Fantastic. Why Marvel, Daniel?
I don't know.
It's just inspiration.
Actually, what this was going to be, it was going to be more of a headphones kind of show. That's how it started out.
Honestly, it's so funny because when Interstellar, I was like, because it was a couple days in the car, I'm like, we were listening to it, and I'm like, this song is best appreciated in headphones.
Yeah.
Because you can really pay attention. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to that song in headphones. A lot.
Yeah.
But you can tell how close they just come to completely losing it when they hit that, freeform section in the middle. Like, the only thing that's tying it together is that bass and drum, and it's barely tying it together.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it, you can kind of hear, how close, but yet how in sync they still are. It's crazy.
Yeah, so that's what started it out, and then I just... And then after watching Loki season 2, that song by
Velvet Underground.
I was like, yeah, we're going to go that way.
I remember watching it as soon as he gave her the record. I'm like, oh, Velvet Underground. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And yeah, that whole scene. We don't want to ruin it for anybody, but the whole scene and the way they work that song into it, it's like
everything's falling apart and this song is
it's just perfect.
Playing in the background.
And you know me. I love when music is used as part of a scene, not just as an accoutrement. I love it when it's like that.
Well, it's like the Guardians movies. It's like James Gunn builds the script around
the songs.
Yeah.
And he's got a great taste in music.
Great taste in music, as you'll find out on most of this
set after. So we should continue on.
Yes.
It's funny because I'm trying to remember where I've heard these from. I know it's in a movie, right?
Yeah.
I just can't remember which one.
It's the opening song from Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, cool.
Rockets walking around, nowhere,
okay.
And the song's playing over the intercom.
That's right. Yeah. Damn it. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I've seen this recently. What was it in? So this is Creep is an amazing song by Radiohead to begin with, but this acoustic version? It makes it seem, it gives it almost a different meaning.
Yeah, it just brings the emotions right to you. It just hits you right in the... Right in the feels.
Well, especially when you're watching that movie.
Yeah.
When you were here before. Look you in the eye. just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. And I wish I was special. You're so very special. And I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? Don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I watch it and when I'm not around, you're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell? When I don't belong here. Whoa, whoa. She's running out again. She's running out. She run, 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 run.
Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're just going to ignore
that. Let's stop this good ship lollipop, and this is Hang On, everybody.
Hey.
What's up?
I wasn't paying attention.
Welcome back to the marvelous
Marvel playlist
of Punks and Parkas.
So it was funny. I'm like, oh, some people probably be like, oh, Marvel, it's so mainstream. Why are they doing a show surrounded by, you know, Marvel? Whatever. It's part of our ethos right now. Like,
it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. We saw the Marvels, sorry.
The Marvels. We saw that last week.
Was that opening day? Day after?
Yeah, it was like the opening.
Pretty good.
Day. It was really good, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because we both thought it was, like, I've seen better movies, but I've seen worse.
Yeah.
And it was just a fun time movie. Like,
yeah.
I think if you go in not expecting it to move mountains, you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Right. And then I go on Facebook, and that's what I see. I see people saying, like, it's a good movie. I have nothing to complain about. And then I see people, that was the worst waste of time. Writing was terrible. Totally, like, ruined the Miss Marvel character and Marvel. It's just ruined everything.
But 90% of those complaints are white people, white men.
White men.
Yes.
Yes, I was going to say. Because we had a conversation afterwards where I said, like... I said, like, I love the fact that it seems like the new generation of Marvel is very female orientated.
Yeah.
Like, super heavy on the female superheroes, which is such a vast change from when it started, because you had Iron Man, you had the Hulk, you had...
in the original Avengers lineup, there was only one female.
Only one female. And, correct me if I'm wrong, in the first few, she didn't really factor in much.
Nope.
You know, it wasn't until later on that they were like, okay, let's build her in a little bit more. Let's give her a movie. How many years later?
Yeah.
Right? So as a woman, I think it's great to see.
Yeah.
Because we kick butt too. But you're right. Yeah. All the bad reviews were men.
Yep.
So, but all the good reviews were men and women. Mostly women, though. But anyway. So what do we play? Creep, an acoustic version by Radiohead, which you schooled me. Is at the start of the latest
Guardians of the Galaxy,
which is really good.
Yeah.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, I was telling you, like, those are my favorite out of the whole Marvel universe. I could watch those. I don't know if I can watch the last one over and over again because that tugged at the heartstrings.
That one was, yes. Like, that was a really hard.
That was a hard watch. Like, I haven't rewatched it since, and I'm a little wary, to say the least, but it was really good.
Yeah.
My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
Yes.
Which I knew it was Guardians of the Galaxy. I just got the wrong one. I was close. Yeah. That's from the second one.
Yes.
And then Izimba. Is that how you say it?
Izimba.
By Talking Heads. I had no clue what that was.
Which is from Spider-Man No Way Home.
Which I didn't make that connection. I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? And you're like, yeah, beginning scene. I'm like, oh, sure, okay. I don't remember it, but I don't remember that movie very well. But
and then during the end credits, they play Magic Number by De La Soul.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember that. I remember that. So we're here. It's November.
Yes.
We talked about this last time. Things in the city kind of lull down a little bit.
Yeah. Santa Claus Parade is this Saturday.
Santa Claus Parade. I don't even want to say that. Like,
they lit the Christmas tree already about an hour ago, a couple hours ago. Pola Park has opened up its Christmas village.
Oh, my God. It's like, no.
And then Zoo Lights starts next weekend.
Yeah, so all the Christmas stuff, I just have to accept it. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's all starting to kick up. And we've gotten past Remembrance Day. I'm fine with it now.
Yeah.
So have at it. But you're right. All these things are kind of happening.
Yes.
Christmas related. Vinyl Vault is next weekend.
Next weekend, the 25th.
Yeah. I can't remember what the date is. I think it's Hunter's birthday next weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, last one of the year.
Yep.
So this is your last chance to go score some cheap, good vinyl.
Yeah.
We scored some good vinyl today.
Oh, you got some good stuff.
Who donates Minor Threat to Sally Ann? Like, who does it?
And Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Bob Marley and the
Uprising.
Wailers?
Like, really?
It was a good day.
Yeah.
I was like, and it was funny, too, because, like, I've listened to punk, and, like, Minor Threat, they're a, you know, punk band, but I was so shocked to see it in there. I'm like, I asked you to pull it up on YouTube so I wasn't like mistaking it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is like the punk band Minor Threat you play. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, okay. So you never find that crap.
No.
I did today. I'm now a success story. So.
Ta-da!
What else is going down?
I just don't think there's much else happening.
No. If you're driving out there, be a little careful. We got
some slick because we got some snow and then it melted and then it froze.
Typical.
So
it's messy.
Yeah.
Needless to say. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a fun drive here. So just be careful. Slow down.
Yeah, slow down. Drive safe.
Drive safe.
You'll get there.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Just chillax. What are we doing this weekend?
I'm going to get an oil change on Saturday.
This is how exciting our life is.
I'm adulting.
You're like, I'm going to get up at 7 a.m. and get my oil changed.
Whoa.
You are, though.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Busted.
I got to get there first thing.
You do. Yeah. You'd make my dad proud. Because he would have been the same way. Yeah. It's a quiet weekend. I can't think of much really going down. So put up your Christmas tree.
Yep, put up your Christmas decorations outside while it's nice out.
Well, you can peg those stakes into the ground
freezes,
and then you're screwed like us. But yeah, it is what it is. So
it is what it is.
Yeah,
what it is.
Should we just play music?
Let's play some more music.
Yeah, let's do it. So everybody heard the Spinners.
Yeah.
Up next, we just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yay, guys! Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, I was excited about that.
Yeah.
Is this in Guardians 2?
This is actually in Avengers Infinity War. There's an opening sequence which involves the Guardians of the Galaxy flying to save Thor.
Okay, so I kind of had it right. But I also associate Guardians of the Galaxy with like a lot of that soul 70s vibe. So
yeah,
I'm just saving my butt here. So this is the Spinners.
The Rubber Band Man.
The Rubber Band Man.
Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man? No. And then he had the nerve to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby. Won't you find yourself, dear?
to sweat me, babe.
Time is a good time for Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
That was Trouble Man by Marvin Gaye, featured in I Got It Wrong.
Captain America.
I said
Winter
Iron Man.
Soldier.
Remember the scene, but I screwed up the movie.
Yep.
And before that, The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners.
Yes.
Which was not a Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it was Avengers Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War. So we are just about out.
We are.
Out. We are going to play some Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shining Star, and that's going to bring you into Ultrasonic Film with James, celebrating his birthday and an insane 25 years
That's
on the air.
Insane, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a round of applause. Sometimes I think, like, we've been doing this since, I've been doing it since 2005, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so long. And then I'm like, James has me beat. 25 years is impressive. So we're going to play this track.
Yes.
And stick around for Ultrasonic Film. And we'll catch you guys next week.
See you guys.
Take care.
We'll be right back.
big shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.